That is right. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM and AM, HD1, HD2, Kansas City. Here on 96.5 The Fan is Mac Morey, Bob Vesco, and Dusty Likens. Happy to be back. For those of you that are wondering where we went, none of your business. I'm kidding. I don't know if you guys have noticed this yet, but probably a lot of you are either getting ready to go on your summer vacation, have gone on your summer vacation, and when you get back, you know the 4th of July is here, you know that the fall is upon us, whether you want to believe it or not. I know we're not to July yet, but got to get that stuff getting ready for you guys. So did some brainstorming on Monday, and now we're back in Tuesday, and Mac's getting ready to get married, Bob and I are getting ready to go on vacation, Mac goes on a honeymoon, and then kick off to the NFL season, because as of today, we're only 80 days away from the first NFL game.
Hello, America. Season.
So buckle up. It'll be here before you know it. But what is here now is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay South Lanto.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
All right. I do want to get into this real quick because I don't really listen to a lot of what RG3 has to say.
I saw this yesterday too, dude.
I missed this.
Okay, so before we get into Start Bench Cut, I do want to bring up this little nugget from RG3, who said this about the, the Netherlands? Norway. So RG3 tweeted this yesterday. The World Cup means everything to these countries. Norway wanted their players to eat familiar food and maintain their normal diet, so they shipped 600 pounds of native fish, 256 pounds of brunst. I guess how you say that?
Spell it.
B-R-U-N-O-S-T. It's Norway's famous brown cheese.
I've never heard of that.
Jalen Brunts. 6,000.
Brown cheese, you said?
Norway's famous brown cheese. I'd probably try it.
I mean, you it's famous.
Right? Yeah. 6,000 oranges and 3 Scandinavian chefs to prepare these meals. The level of dedication from Norway has worked for Erling Haaland. 4 goals in 2 World Cup games, multiple goals in 6 straight competitive appearances for Norway, 59 goals in 52 appearances for Norway. That is that big blonde freak that's 6'5", 205 pounds in the middle of their team that's just absolutely been amazing in his first World Cup.
Did you see the game in Kansas City the other night that ended in that 0-0 tie, right? It was, who the hell was playing in that game? It
was that
Curacao, right?
And Ecuador.
And Ecuador, right? Ecuador, because we were down there that day. And so that game ended in a 0-0 tie, one of the most thrilling sporting events I've ever watched. That was unbelievable to watch those goalies, especially that guy for Curacao, stop 17.
Bob, they called a draw.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dusty. I'll put my scarf away. Yeah. But I thought a 0-0 game was incredible. My wife and I are sitting there just in awe watching this because that guy was saving every shot after shot after shot after shot. And it was so freaking awesome to see that kind of stuff. Like, that was just an unbelievable performance by the team the other night, Curacao, here in Kansas City. It ended up in a 0-0 draw. I can't believe I'm saying this. It was one of the more compelling games I've seen.
So we start sharp inch cut. Moving forward, the rest of the tournament, you could have one striker. Messi, Mbappe, or Haaland?
I'm going to start Messi. Okay. Got to start Messi. And then I'll go Mbappe because he's the youngest guy out there. And then I don't know a lot about Haaland yet. And I know he's a great player, but I've seen more Messi and Mbappe. So I'll just go with who I've seen so far.
Haaland is actually younger than Mbappe.
Is he really?
25.
Wow.
Mbappe's 27, Messi 39 on Thursday.
I still picture Mbappe 15.
Yeah.
I will always be in that. He how old now?
27.
I think he's same age.
Oh my God.
Third World Cup.
Yeah.
Just a few goals behind Messi's record.
I know
record.
He is. Yeah. I know
play
he is.
Three more.
And you know what? He may pass Messi before this World Cup is over.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll go the same order there. Yep.
I mean, I'm taking Haaland number one, man.
That's fair, dude. 6'5", 25.
Headers, foot power.
Yeah.
Field vision.
Foot power is unbelievable.
It's disgusting.
It's crazy.
We're discussing foot power. This is what the World Cup has done.
So is Rex Ryan in 2006. Yep. How about moving forward the rest of the World Cup? You can hang out with these groups. You can hang out with Freddie. He just lost one of his buddies because he has to go back to work.
Yeah, it sucks.
The Scots or the Norway peeps?
Okay, this is a question that I would have changed my answer to a week ago. I'm out on Freddie, man. Once the airline started helping him get on flights when everybody else is sitting in an airport sleeping for days, screw that guy. I'm starting the Scots. I'm benching Norway, and I am cutting Freddie.
Yeah, sounds good to me. I'm in.
I asked you guys this question about a month ago. Start, bench, cut, your leader of home runs for the Kansas City Royals, Cags, Sally, Bobby.
I'm probably going to go in that order now. I'll keep it just like that. I think Cags leads the team. Salvi probably second, and Bobby with the injury probably, you know, he only has 10 home runs or whatever it is right now, so he's probably third.
Yeah, I'll go Cags, Bobby, and then Salvi. Yeah, I think we could put another name on this list, make it a little more interesting.
A little Carter J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's had a good month as well.
He's got a 13-game hitting streak going on.
Damn right. Changed his batting stance a little bit.
Also, I need you all to listen to me. You need to go to MLB.com and vote Jack Caglione into the All-Star game. You can vote at least five times. Woo. And all you have to do is hit repeat vote.
Five times per day?
Pop, pop, pop.
Or just five times per day.
5 times per day. Let's get him in there. Aaron Judge isn't going to be able to play because he's injured. And there's not a right fielder that deserves to play more than Cags for the American League team as of right now because of what he's done.
It's true.
And put him and Kurtz in the Home Run Derby, and we can all enjoy that Tuesday, Wednesday. So.
And then put that Home Run Derby in Vegas.
Yeah, please. You can do it.
Sure, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, you can definitely do it. So this, I guess, has been a topic going around a lot of different handles on Twitter. And I guess they brought it up yesterday with Jay and Alex. But I'm going to bring up these three. USA wins the World Cup, Chiefs win the Super Bowl, or the Royals somehow win the World Series. Start, bench, cut.
I mean, there was a great topic. Would Americans rather see their local team win or the World Cup win?
That's what they were talking about yesterday.
It's a hard one because we've never won in the World Cup before. I'd love to win the World Cup, but not over the Chiefs or Royals winning championships. Yeah. Chiefs, Royals, World Cup.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I just...
It would be... The hype would maybe be more... It would maybe be more fun in some ways.
It would be more unison.
It would be great hype for America, but the hype we have when the Chiefs and Royals win in Kansas City...
Well, and I just care about it more.
And you care about it more.
Yeah.
Do you think... Well, all right. So we don't care about it because our men's team hasn't been good. But what if our men's team does make the round of 16? Or hell, what if they make the round of 8? How will soccer change its perception in the United States if that happens?
Yeah, it'll be great. Right? It'll be a big boost. It won't be as much as football or baseball for us. No.
Well, and this is supposedly America's golden era, too, for the United States. And if this is just the beginning, then who knows?
I mean, I'd love to see America win the World Cup in my lifetime. I don't know that we will, though.
The story that you'd have if the Royals won the World Series this year would be one of the greatest baseball stories of all time. Yeah, right now, a 4% chance to make the playoffs. 4%. Yeah. So, I mean, the season's over. But they win the World Series, it'd be one of those like...
Oh, God.
But yeah, I'd go Royals, Chiefs, and then USA, just because I'm a homer. Today's National Detroit-Style Pizza Day.
Well, come on now.
What?
I mean, like, that pizza was just discovered a week ago, and now we've already got a national day for it, you know?
It's good with the famous hot honey. So I ask, pizza, tacos, hamburgers, start, bench, cut. And they can involve smash burgers as well.
I'll start the pizza, bench the tacos, and cut the hamburger. Yeah, pretty simple for me.
Yeah, there's more variety with tacos. So, yeah, I'll bench tacos. But, yeah, that's the order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual Detroit-style pizza day just makes me laugh.
It's also National Pink Day.
Did VipTex do these this morning?
I did some research.
All right.
National park that you'd like to go to, start, bench, cut, or that you would rank? Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon.
I've been to all three. And they're all just awe-inspiring, right? I'll start Yellowstone, bench the Grand Canyon, cut Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
There's so much to do at Yellowstone.
Including Beth.
You can't see it all in a week. You can't see all of what you'd like to see in Yellowstone. And I lived there for 2 years. I still haven't seen all of what I wanted to see. I'll start that. I haven't been to Grand Canyon, but I'd love to go. It's top five destinations in the United States I'd love to visit. I'll go bench that. And I've been to Mount Rushmore as well. It's fantastic. Really glad I got to go.
Absolutely.
Would cut it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And then last but not least, bigger star of their city, Jalen Brunson, Patrick Mahomes, Wemby.
Woo. I'll start Jalen, bench Patrick, and cut Wemby.
Star of your city? It's Patrick Mahomes, then Wemby, then Jalen Brunson. He's in New York. There's way more stars. He might be the star of those stars, but there's Broadway stars. There's more people. There's more stars, though,
unless it's like somebody that
TV
you
stars,
know.
Movie stars. There's musicians. There's everything.
Is
name
Brunson
your
bigger than Stiller?
I think right now. I mean, Dusty, I go back to the conversations sports, we were having in New York.
But more people are going to know Ben Stiller. If he walked across the street, more people are going to know him than the Jalen Brunson in New York City. To your point, there's so many people.
Well, Kansas
they don't even
City,
know what
though,
the Knicks going
I
on.
I mean, Kansas City, quite honestly, is Patrick Mahomes the most famous face here? You got Taylor. You got Travis.
No.
You got Stone Street. You got Rudd. You got Riggle. You got all of those guys.
It's Mahomes.
I don't think it's close. with anybody even close to Mahomes.
Yeah, I think it's Mahomes. Then I think it's Wimby, because who else in San Antonio are we talking
Paul
about?
Paul Rudd would probably give Patrick Mahomes a run for his money. He's been in some unbelievable movies.
Blockbusters. Sexiest Man of the Year a couple years ago.
Yeah, Paul Rudd could give Patrick Mahomes a run for his money, I would think.
That is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
I didn't factor in the other ones, though. I was just looking at sports.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get into trying to push this man into the All-Star game, plus the announcement from the PGA Tour. It's pretty exciting. It should make Siobhan really like golf now, Mac, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.